17-year-old Hannah Hamburg says she saw the ad for the Paint the Plane competition in a newspaper while on a family ferry trip to Juneau. And because art is second nature to her, she started brainstorming right away.
As far as I can remember, I've been drawing, and it's something I like to do. My good friend Erin Bastel and I used to spend a lot of time just drawing and making up stories to go along with our pictures for fun. And we have a cabin in Prince of Wales, and to like entertain myself, I draw a lot of the time. So I think drawing's been a big part of my life.
Yeah, she's just drawn a lot since she was little. She'll just go off and draw for a couple hours at a time, and I think it was just all that practice over the years that, you know, gave her the skills that she has now.
Hannah's dad, Barth Hamburg, says not only does Hannah excel in art, she also had an eye for some of the parameters around this particular competition.
She really understood when she was making the drawing on the plane what it took to make it graphically read on an airplane, because she started out with more images, and then she said, no, these are going to be too small, they're not going to really show up. And so she kind of reduced it, and she thought a lot about what kind of symbols would be icons that would represent the state. And so she came up with the bear and the ferry, which was really neat. It was great being from Southeast to see the ferry on there.
Hannah's design includes a musher on the plane's tail being pulled by a humpback whale and a canoe with figures rowing on one side of the plane, while the lead sled dog occupies the nose. The face of the dog wraps around to the other side of the plane, which includes the state ferry and a bear and the musher again. Hannah says Alaska Airlines made a few changes to her original design, but not many.
I had the humpback was right behind the canoe, and the way I made the rope wrap around the whale looked like it was lassoing it, so they had to change that because they thought they'd get some complaints about it. And they had to add a flag on for like legal reasons, which actually incorporated onto the sled to make it look like it was part of the art, which was cool.
The colors of the original design will also be different, mainly for maintenance and upkeep reasons. But Hannah says it looks a lot like the way she drew it, and she says because there were so many really good entries, there were a couple things the judges were looking for to push the odds in her favor. One was her theme, "We're all pulling together."
It represented how Alaskan people work together to get things done or help each other. And so they really liked that theme. And they also said that they liked how I took different objects, like the humpback whale and the ferry, different things from different regions around Alaska, and incorporated that in instead of just like sled dogs and a musher. So it like represented all parts of Alaska.
Hannah and her family have known for a month that hers was the winning entry, but the rest of the state didn't find out until it was unveiled Saturday by Governor Sarah Palin at the statehood ceremonies in Anchorage. Hannah says it was hard not even being able to tell her best friends about it, especially her drawing buddy, Erin Vastola, who says he's not surprised Hannah won.
I was really proud because I thought that I knew she had it in her to win, and I saw her artwork, and I thought it was really impressive and a good design.
But Vastola says he was surprised about the way he found out that Hannah had won.
She called me from Anchorage and said, Erin, they haven't announced the winner of the Paint the Plane contest yet. Can you go onto the website and tell me what it says? So I pulled up the website, and there's this picture of her, and I said, oh my gosh, Hannah, you won. You're the grand prize winner. And she said, I know, I've known for a month.
Besides Sarah Palin, Hannah also got to meet former governors Wally Hickel and Bill Sheffield, along with many of the judges and representatives from Alaska Airlines. She also won a trip to Disneyland, as did the other finalists. While none of the other artists were at the unveiling ceremony, some have still managed to find a way to congratulate Hannah on her win.
A couple people have contacted me through Facebook who were finalists. They were really excited that I won, and I was excited that they finaled, and they also got the trip to Disneyland, too, so that's exciting.
Hannah says she likes drawing cartoony sort of art, and she's been inspired by family friend and artist Ray Troll over the years. She says this experience has made her think a little more about an artistic future.
I wasn't really considering doing art as a profession, but winning this contest definitely made me think more about pursuing a career in art, just because, I don't know, I've seen where it can take me, and it's really exciting. So
to see Hannah's winning design and designs from the other finalists, go to painttheplane.com. In Sitka, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.